الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Islam is the religion of all prophets of Allah Ta'ala, starting with Prophet Adam and ending with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in Arabic, Islam means submission, to submit and believe in one God, the creator of this world. And one must have the belief that Allah, God, is attributed with attributes of perfection. Therefore, Allah is clear of all imperfection. One must believe in the heart and declare with the tongue that no one is God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is how a person becomes a Muslim, by uttering, by saying with the tongue the two shahada, or testifications, which is what I mentioned. I believe that no one is God except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Uttering that is required of the person who is not already a Muslim. A Muslim believer, however, only mentions that just repeatedly for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And a Muslim is a believer, a follower of Islam, the one who worships Allah Ta'ala alone, and the one who believes and submits to the teachings of Islam and to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, the last of the prophets. May Allah have mercy upon him. The first testification that I mentioned, that is, no one is God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, it means nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. And the second testification, that is, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, is believing that Muhammad was the last of the prophets, and that he was truthful in all that he told about and conveyed from Allah, as were all the prophets before him. And that the Creator gave us prophets and messengers to guide us to worship him correctly. So Allah sent the angels to reveal on the prophets and messengers the teachings or the revelations from Allah, so that the prophets can deliver them to the people. And a Muslim must believe in all the prophets and messengers, beginning with Prophet Adam, going through Prophet Noah, Prophet Moses, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Jacob, Prophet Joseph, Prophet Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Isa was before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Isa, which is Jesus, came before Prophet Muhammad, and he delivered the news that there will be a man that will occur, and his name is Ahmad, which is the name of Prophet Muhammad as well. The two statements that I mentioned that make the person enter or embrace Islam are called shahadatayn, or two testifications, to testify that no one is God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. These two statements are the essentials of belief in Islam. They are the foundation of the faith. How is that? The analogy of constructing a building is useful in explaining this matter. It is useful in explaining the importance of this basic belief. For example, there will be no building without a concrete foundation. Likewise, there will be no benefit and fruitful results in the hereafter without first having the correct belief in Allah Ta'ala and in His messengers. This analogy illustrates the need to start from the beginning and to build upward, and that one must always have the proper belief, have the proper fundamental belief that Allah is the creator. He does not need anyone. He does not resemble any of His creations. He is the one who created this universe from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. So one must always have the proper belief in God and in His prophets to remain on or to remain in Islam. Muslims also firmly believe that only one creator exists, that is, His name is Allah, and that Muhammad is His prophet and messenger. He is His last prophet and messenger, but there was numerous messengers and prophets that we must believe in also before Prophet Muhammad. But Prophet Muhammad, or Abu al-Qasim, which is another name for Prophet Muhammad, is the best of the prophets and the last of them. Brothers and sisters, knowledge and belief in this are the foundations of the faith, which unite all Muslims and which makes all the Muslims one with one mission, one objective, to guard and protect themselves with the Islamic knowledge, so that we all leave this world for the hereafter for a better life, which is paradise, and that mission is to protect ourselves and to protect others. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, in the Holy Book, the Noble Quran, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, which means, this ayah in Al-Quran that I mentioned, it means, all those who believed, protect yourselves and your families, and it includes your relatives and those who you can, protect them from hellfire. How do we protect them? That is by acquiring the Islamic knowledge that leads to the obedience of Allah, the Creator, and leads the obedience of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, so that Muslims can follow the righteous path of the prophets and messengers. This is what unites all the believers. This is what unites Muslims. The Muslim uses the sound mind as a guide, because the sound mind and faith go hand in hand. Moreover, knowledge is essential as it gives one strength and purpose. That is why we urge everyone to protect themselves, their families, their brothers and sisters with the Islamic knowledge. That is our call. Our call is Islamic awareness. And for the unity to be among the Muslims, as Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. This ayah means, adhere to the true religion of Allah and do not disunite. Recall the endowment of Allah upon you. that you were enemies, and Allah mended your hearts together. Allah united them with the religion of Islam. Hence, Muslims became one united nation, and non-adherence to the true religion of Allah is what caused disunity. However, adherence to the true religion of Allah Ta'ala requires knowledge about Islam, because the ignorant person, brothers and sisters, is most likely endangered in committing the sins and committing what will cause chaos and disunity. The era in which the achievement of unity mentioned in the ayah that I recited was brought about was undoubtedly characterized by the Islamic knowledge. It was characterized by that knowledge of the religion that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought to the people. In contrast, when ignorance prevailed, the people were disunited and enmity was widespread among them. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought the knowledge, when he brought the knowledge of Islam, when he revived the call of al-Islam, the only true religion to the companions, they accepted it and implemented it and consequently became united. And for the sake of Allah, wa alhamdulillah, and all praises are due to Allah, Islam, brothers and sisters, is widespread, and until now it is still for years and years, and it will remain for years and years to come, the fastest growing religion on earth. This fact is admitted by every single person who tries to intimidate the teachings of Islam. Why is that? Because, as I mentioned, brothers and sisters, Islam complies with the sound mind, and the sound mind to us is the guide. Because, as I mentioned, sound mind and faith go hand in hand. That is why knowledge is essential to teach the people what true Islam is and what the true teachings of the Prophet was. The message that Prophet Muhammad brought to his people was that the only true and acceptable religion to Allah is Islam. And that is why he spent 13 years around the people, teaching them and advising them, telling them, "O people, leave out worshipping the idols and worship Allah alone, the one who created everything." He spent 13 years without using any force or any sword, teaching them with the good manners, with patience, and advising them with the good heart of his. May Allah's mercy be upon him. And for alhamdulillah, and all praises are due to Allah, Islam was widespread, and hundreds of thousands and millions embraced the religion of Islam. They accepted Islam for its clear teachings that comply with the sound mind, which is the common gift that Allah gave it to all of the humans, the mind, the intellect. The one who followed the call of Prophet Muhammad and who chose this religion is a winner. And the one who chooses for himself a religion other than Islam, other than the religion that all the prophets came with, is a loser in this life and in the hereafter. He wasted all of his life in committing the sins, disobeying Allah, wal-iyadu billah, committing fornication, and lost this life and the hereafter. The Prophet, he called the people to worship only one God, whose name is Allah. He taught the people that Allah exists, and that the existence of Allah is unlike our existence. the existence of Allah is without a beginning and without an end. He taught the people that Allah does not resemble any of his creations, and hence Allah is not a body. He is not a soul. He created the bodies and the souls. He does not occupy a place or places. He is the one who created places. He is not in a physical direction. He is the one who created the directions. He is not subject to time. He cannot be imagined in the minds. And delusions do not define Allah. Belief and facts are what are the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. He taught the people that Allah is attributed with the perfect attributes that befit him, and that Allah Ta'ala has attributes such as power and non-needness to others, non-needness of the creations. That is how the companions learnt and believed Prophet Muhammad and his teachings. Because Allah Ta'ala has attributes that everyone must know, such as existence, oneness, eternity, everlastingness, non-needness of others, power, will, knowledge, hearing, sight. Allah hears everything and sees everything without organs. Life without a soul or blood or flesh. Speech without a letter or sound or voice or a tongue, and non-resemblance to the creation, because Allah Ta'ala does not resemble any of the creations. He has no partner, no son or father. He is the creator of everything. He does not need any of his creations, and absolutely does not resemble any of his creations, because Allah existed when there was nothing, and now he exists as he existed eternally, without development or change, without needing his creations, without occupying a place. The six directions were created by Allah. They do not pertain or contain Allah. He is not sitting on the throne as some people claim. He created the throne, which Allah made it the biggest of Allah's creations, and he does not need it. He does not sit on it or take it as a place. He does not reside in the heavens or in places, as the Jews say. Whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from that. The mind, brothers, is not capable of imagining the Creator. If this mind is not capable of imagining the creations, how could one imagine the Creator? If you cannot imagine your soul, and yet you do believe in your soul. If you cannot believe in a time where there was no light or darkness, you believe in that, yet you cannot imagine that. This is a creator matter. How could one imagine Allah Ta'ala? Brothers, Allah Ta'ala exists without a place or a direction. We believe in the existence of Allah. He is alive. He has attributes of perfection, and he is clear of any imperfection. This is the belief that will protect the person in the hereafter. And with that belief, one should have the mission to advise others and teach it for others to protect themselves with this knowledge. None of the attributes of Allah are similar to the attributes of the creation. None of his attributes develop or change. None of his attributes are sequential. That is, no attribute precedes or follows another. Because absolutely nothing is like Allah in any way whatsoever. Because Allah Ta'ala is powerful. Allah is great. And yet Allah is very merciful. Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance from the person who commits the sins. Allah is the one who forgives the sins, not a human being, not a person, not a creation. Allah Ta'ala created everything. He does not need a creator. He is the creator. There is no creator other than Allah with this meaning, with the meaning of bringing the creations from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. He did not create himself, and he does not have other creators. He is the one who created all of the creations. He brought them from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. This is the belief of the ones who want to be saved in the hereafter, to believe in Allah, to believe in the messenger, in Prophet Muhammad, the last of the messengers. Prophets, Allah sent the prophets, which are the greatest men that ever lived. Prophets received revelation from Allah and conveyed it to the people. The prophets received the revelations and conveyed them in the language that Allah ordered, the languages that that were different. They were the languages of the scriptures which were created by Allah. But Allah Ta'ala's attribute of speech is not created. None of the attributes of Allah are created, because Allah Ta'ala is the creator. He is the creator of everything. The creations are questioned about what they do. Allah is not questioned about what he does. Allah Ta'ala's attributes are unlike the attributes of the creations. If you are created, this is your attribute. But Allah Ta'ala is not created. That is why I said, Allah is the creator. He is the one who created everything, and Allah Ta'ala does not have a creator. He does not have a mother or a father, because the one who has a creator will be in need for that creator, and the one who is in need cannot be a god. The one who is attributed with needing others cannot be a god, because the one who is in need is weak, and the one who is weak cannot be a creator. He cannot be attributed with godhood. Thus, Allah is the only true creator who created from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. These were the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. These were the teachings of Prophet Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. These were the teachings of Prophet Noah, Prophet Abraham, and Prophet Moses, Prophet Adam. Because Allah Ta'ala does not send religions that contradict each other. Rather, Allah sent the prophets and messengers to teach the laws, the same laws of the religion, or the same beliefs, the same fundamentals, with different rules. Prophets were intelligent, they were trustworthy and truthful. They never commit major sins, and they never leave their religion. They never blaspheme in Allah. And many prophets have lived in the past. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, who lived about some 1400 years ago, as I said, was the last and the greatest of the prophets. Other prophets before Prophet Muhammad include Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, Joseph, which is the son of Jacob, David, Solomon, Moses, and Jesus. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Now let's talk about the holy books. The true scriptures were revelations received by the prophets and messengers. Moses and Jesus both received scriptures. But what are now called the Torah and the Bible, or the Gospel as some call it, have been tampered with different people. They've been changed, they've been perverted, they've been tampered, and they are not the true Torah or the Bible that was revealed on the great messengers Moses and Jesus. The only scripture which is unchanged and untampered and will never be changed is the Quran, which is the scripture Allah revealed on Prophet Muhammad, his last prophet, and which was in clear and eloquent Arabic language. And you can now look and find out that with the different copies of this holy scripture, Al-Quran, the noble Al-Quran, all of the copies of Al-Quran, they are one book. It has not been changed. It's been 1400 years ago, more than 1400 years ago, when the Quran was revealed unto Prophet Muhammad. And until now, it has not been changed or tampered, because Allah protected it and preserved it in the hearts of the believers, those who want the hereafter and those who want to win paradise. Allah has promised to protect the Quran from any changes by man. That's why Prophet Muhammad only taught Al-Quran and revealed it to the people. He recited it to the companions, and the companions learned it, and they recited it and taught it for the next generations to come. Unlike the prophets before Prophet Muhammad, who were sent to particular people, Prophet Muhammad was sent to all people who lived in his time and all people who would live after him until the day of judgment. We ask Allah to guide us to the true teachings of Prophet Muhammad and to guide us to the correct belief in Allah and in his messenger. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the true call, the true message of Islam, the belief that Allah Ta'ala exists and that he does not need any of his creations, and that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place or a direction, and that Allah Ta'ala existed eternally and nothing else existed, as Prophet Muhammad said, and that Allah Ta'ala created the creations, and he is the one, the only one. Allah is the only one who does not have a beginning and does not have an end. Allah Ta'ala does not need a place. Allah Ta'ala does not need the throne. And Allah Ta'ala does not need any of the creations. Allah is supremely clear of all boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and instruments. The six directions do not contain Allah, for these are attributed to all created things. Such is the saying of the great scholars of Ahlus Sunnah, the people, those who follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this belief. We ask Allah to gather us and you under the banner of Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to gather us with all the prophets and messengers, and to let us die as Muslims, believers in Allah, in all of the prophets. And we ask Allah to forgive our sins and yours. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to have mercy upon us. And we ask Allah, by the virtue of the prophets and messengers, to protect us from misguidance and to make us among those who defend the religion and those who defend the call of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sallam. And praise be to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. وبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.